This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Here we go. Heads or tails?
Heads.
Peter calls heads, and it is a tail. I will receive.
All right, here we go, Doug. Indiana and Illinois are both 4-0. The last time this happened, 1910. The Hoosiers are Illini. Take your pick. Which one's for real?
I'm going to utter a sentence that has probably never been uttered by a human before.
Here we go.
It's a real shame that Indiana and Illinois don't play one another this year.
It really is.
The Illini have proven more with wins over Kansas and Nebraska, so I'm going to go with them. Luke Altmyer completing over 70% of his passes, 10 touchdowns, no picks. So I'm going to go with the Illini, the Fighting Bielemas, as being more real.
Well, I'm glad you're going there because I'm going the other route. I'm going to go with the Hoosiers. They have some talent there in Indiana, and now that their former fake coach Tom Allen is with the other fake coach at Penn State, they can make some things happen. Look, they score like 50 points a game, albeit it hasn't been against stiff competition to this point, but I like what I see. They get the transfer from Ohio as the quarterback, Curtis Rourke. All he has done is throw for over 1,000 yards. Over 75% of his passes have been completed, 8 touchdowns, no picks. This team runs for over 200 yards a game as well. We're talking about 500 yards on offense per game. These guys have been really, really impressive. And yes, I will echo your sentiment. It is a shame, a damn shame, that Illinois does not play its neighbor to the east, Indiana.
Guys, ironically, Stoney asked this question on his radio show in 1910 as well. Who's more real? Because both Indiana and Illinois are both 4-0, guys. This is amazing. I'm going to go with Illinois here. They slowed down the Nebraska hype last week, but I want it to be Indiana, Gator. I want it to be the Hoosiers. I think that would be the better story because I think Bielema, Doug, you kind of fall in love with Bielema and Illinois. So I think they actually have some possibility of longevity there. But Indiana, I don't know if this is real or not, but I want it to be real this year. Pick an upset this weekend, Gator.
Well, I'm going to go with the biggest game on the schedule. Somehow, Alabama is an underdog at home against Georgia. Well, the reason why is because it's Georgia. You're taking on the Bulldogs, and it's not going to be easy. But I'd like to go out. Look, this is the biggest game. I'm going to say Alabama wins this one. It's going to be a tough game. You really don't know how either team is going to react to this. Did Georgia kind of sleepwalk recently in their last outing where they barely won? Were they looking ahead? But I like Alabama's talent, always do. The something to be concerned with, I guess, maybe with the tropical storm, is that going to have any effect? Is it going to, you know, get over there in time to disrupt the game? We'll see. But right now I like Alabama.
I was going to take Rutgers over Washington until I realized Rutgers is favored.
Wow.
Which made me think, should I take Washington over Rutgers? Anyway, so I'm going to go with Maryland as a 6.5-point home dog to Indiana. I do not believe in Indiana because all those stats you gave are awesome, but they've played St. Cloud Tech for 4 games.
It wasn't St. Cloud
Tech. And so I am...
It was the direction of Washington School, and leave them alone.
I'm going to take Maryland minus the 6.5 against Indiana.
I agree with you, Doug, and I've seen it Maryland plus 7 in some books. So I want Indiana to be real, but I just don't think they are. So I got Maryland over Indiana as my upset this week. All right, big story in college football right now seems to be dominating currently is UNLV quarterback Matthew Sliuca announced on Twitter that he's leaving the undefeated UNLV Running Rebels, and he's going to redshirt and go into the portal. The reason is, quote, I committed to UNLV based on certain representations that were made to me, which were not upheld after I enrolled. Despite discussions, it became clear that these commitments would not be fulfilled in the future. Guys, what do you think about this move?
First of all, the UNLV is trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because of this story. There's nothing that makes sports more enjoyable than lawsuits. I mean, this is going to lead to signed contracts and NIL deals and lawsuits when they don't get fulfilled. Whenever you break in new rules, there are things that you don't foresee coming. This needs to be refined. This isn't really good for anybody. And oh, by the way, so the kid's just dropping out half a semester in. I mean, I don't know. There's nothing attractive about this as a fan, and they really need to button up all of this NIL stuff.
This is really, it's too bad because it's the Wild West when it comes to NIL. There's no guardrails. There's no guidelines. There's nothing. And this is a story that can kill programs because if word gets out that a school promises stuff with NIL and they don't deliver.
We're looking at you, Florida.
Yeah, good luck keeping those recruits around. And this quarterback is actually quite good. Division III, he was ridiculously good. He prolific running the football and throwing the football. And he had UNLV off to a pretty good start. Apparently, he was promised $100,000 just to switch over to UNLV. And according to his dad, he's only received like $3,000 of it after UNLV said, we'll start giving him game checks. And they never did. So I don't blame the kid for exposing this, but this is just the stupid system they have with NIL with nobody watching it.
This is really unfortunate, man. He's leaving his teammates, you know, in the middle of a year here where they could actually possibly do something. But it's turned into he said, he said. Gator, yeah, that's their side. The other side is saying, hey, we fulfilled our agreement that we told him, but then he's coming back through his agent, through his dad, saying, no, that's not true. If it is true that UNLV didn't fulfill their end, other schools need to learn from this. You don't overpromise and underdeliver. Now, that's if what Sluka is saying is true. But if what the university is saying is true and saying, dude, we lived up to our end. Now this guy wants more money because we're undefeated. He's playing well. He gets more opportunities. He's coming at us for more than we didn't promise. This whole thing sucks for everybody. And now basically this is professional football, and he's holding out in the middle of a year, which what professional athletes do when they don't get the contract they like. All right, former USC football star Reggie Bush is suing his school, the NCAA, and the Pac-12 to recoup money made on his name from image and likeness during his career with the Trojans 2 decades ago. Thoughts?
God, I hate this story. And yet, this is predictable. We had it with the Michigan players doing it. Now Reggie Bush is going to do this. Here we go again. And this is a guy who blatantly broke the rules back when he was in school. Okay? So I'm not sure why he'd be entitled to any kind of compensation now. The NCAA, haven't they given him his Heisman Trophy back? And he's back in the warm bosom of USC. I mean, shut up. Just shut up. Different rules back then, and the rules that were there, you violated those rules.
Look, there's going to be thousands of these, and I'm sorry about your timing. Like, I get it. You played in an era where you couldn't get legally paid, Reggie. But it's again, lawsuits. Sweet. More lawsuits. College football's never been better. Saturday's coming. I love it. This kind of stuff drives me nuts.
Yeah, if this is anything like the former Michigan players lawsuit, I say too bad. It just there was no NIL back then. That's just unfortunately timing. But I will say legally, he may have a better case because they did give him his Heisman Trophy back certain based on whatever reasons they use now because the rules have changed and things are different. The landscape's not the same. So I wonder if his legal team gets involved with that saying, dude, you guys kind of admitted to wrongdoing already. We want our money from the first time around, but I don't like it at all. All right, this week, Utah State became the fifth school from the Mountain West to join Oregon State and Washington State in rebuilding the Pac-12. The others are Boise State, Fresno State, San Diego State, and Colorado State. All the states. Is the Pac-12 finally landing on its feet here?
Well, they're making the best of a bad situation. And the biggest brand they've got in football to join so far is Boise. And now there's rumors, and what they really need to do is land Gonzaga for college basketball. But this is where common sense should step in. And really, the people at Arizona State, Stanford and Cal, original Pac-8. Well, I guess Arizona State weren't. They were Pac-10 members. But ask them, are they better off in the Big 12 and the ACC than they would be in this Pac-12 or whatever it's going to be? And I think they'd all say, actually, we'd probably rather be back in the Pac-12. They'd be more competitive on top of that. They wouldn't have to travel as far, and they'd have a better chance to make the playoff. So at some point, common sense, wake up these schools that left the old Pac-12 and let them back into the Pac-12.
Well, the question is the Pac-12 landing on its feet here? And I say as best they can. I mean, this is, let's face it, this is a dog of a conference right now. If you want to be considered, you can't consider the Pac-12 part of the Power Five.
No,
in the future, because this is not a Power Five conference with the, with these schools. But it's a conference, at least. It's shaping up to be a conference again when it used to be, or it is this year, the Tupac.
Or Pac-Tua.
Or the Pac-Tua, yeah. Or whatever you want to call it. I love it. But this is it's just sad what it's become. And, of course, you're right, Doug. I mean, these schools shouldn't be, you know, scurrying for other conferences. They should come back.
Yeah, I mean, if landing on your feet is not being gone forever, then I guess yes. But, I mean, it's not the same at all. Not a Power Five conference. You know, Gonzaga, unless they're Gonzaga State, Doug, they don't want them because they only want the states, okay?
But apparently.
Yeah, it is what it is.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
All right, last one, guys. What's your early call on Georgia at Alabama Saturday night?
Well, you already know me. I say it's an upset. I think Alabama wins it. They are, a two-point dog, I think, going into this game. The total in this game is 48.5. I imagine this is going to be kind of tightly contested. Georgia coming off a very uninspired win against Kentucky at Kentucky. They won it 13-12. They have the bye week, though, going into this game, which you'd think would help them out. But I just think Bama's more determined.
Yeah, they both have buys, right? I mean, weird thing about this is I think whoever loses this game will lose again, and I think whoever wins this game will lose a game. Like, I don't think both these teams are as good as they've been in previous years, but I agree with you. I'll take Bama at home.
Yeah, make it 3-for-3. I got Bama. Big fan of Milroe. Big fan of Kalen DeBoer. I think Bama takes this one.
And there it is. That concludes the Targeting Live Animal Mascot NIL thingy here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.